Following New York and Boston's lead, Philadelphia is trying to determine if it could cut citywide greenhouse gas emissions 80% by the year 2050. A recent study says it's possible, and commercial buildings are key, as WHYY's Carolyn Beeler reports.
I met the report's author, Patrick Gurian, at 22nd and Market Streets, where skyscrapers and commercial buildings tower above us. He says these buildings are a big part of a greener future.
Why do buildings matter? Because they do account for 60% of the city's greenhouse gas emissions. Because we have a dense land use, we're actually very efficient on transportation. And that leaves buildings as the big emitter for the city.
Gurian is an engineering professor at Drexel University. His report found retrofitting hospitals, schools, grocery stores, and retail establishments could be a net cost savings.
You take someplace that is very high energy use intensity, a supermarket with lots of refrigeration equipment, and you upgrade that and you can save a lot of energy, possibly even enough on the utility bills to pay for itself.
Overall, reducing carbon emissions by 80% would mean a combination of many people switching to walking or biking to work, retrofitting buildings, and increasing renewable energy production. Gurian's research team partnered with the Mayor's Office of Sustainability on the report, said the office's director, Catherine Gajewski.
So our greenhouse gas goals expire in 2015, and we're starting to consider what achievable but aggressive greenhouse gas reduction goals might be for Philadelphia, looking out midterm and long term.
Under its GreenWorks plan, the city has reduced municipal emissions 15% since 2009, but citywide emissions have gone down only 1% as extreme temperatures have driven higher energy use. I'm Carolyn Beeler, WHYY News.